You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I love this story. Very rarely do I get to talk about, you know, some really, really nice, heartwarming stories. Well, anyway, there was a little baby girl, little toddler, two-year-old girl who was born extremely premature. And I believe this happened in England, and she had lost her ability to speak because when her vocal cords swelled up, she had to have a tracheostomy tube and, you know, have air given to her that way. And then she finally, about 18 months later, was able to get those tubes out, and she was able to finally speak. Now, keep in mind, this happened when she was a baby, so she wasn't able to, you know, she wasn't able to really form words. She had to do sign language, but she was still able to understand how to speak in language. So when they took the tubes out and she was, she looks at her daddy, she goes, "I love you, daddy." And those were the first words of this little girl. It's like, oh, how sweet. But you wonder why I like this story is I remember there was a comedian years ago. It had to have been maybe 20 some years ago. And I don't really remember him. He was kind of an up and rising type of guy. I don't know, you know, if he ever made it big. And he was talking about how, you know, he has a son and, you know, he loves his son and the daddy son bond is like no other, but he's confused. He goes, I'm confused, you know? You know, before your son is born, you know, you buy him a football and you have it ready. Then he comes out and you try to have him hold the football and take pictures. Then, you know, he takes his first steps, so you take him outside and you try to play football with him, and then you get him his first jersey, and then you take him to his first football practice when he's in school, and you go to every single practice and you go to every single game, and he, you know, falls, swells his knee, and you're there to wrap it up. You don't miss any game, any practice. You're coaching, you're working with him day and night. You know, finally he makes it to high school football, then college football. Again, you're there at every game. Finally he makes it to the NFL. You haven't missed a beat. You're there. You're cheering in the crowd. You're so proud of him. He makes the final touchdown that wins the NFL championship, the Super Bowl. The camera's on him. And what does he say? Hi, Mom. Hi. It's true. It's true. You know, your son, because remember, you know, we mamas, our boys love their mama, just love their mama. But, you know, he's right. He's right. You know, you're there as the dad doing all that. And then the camera's on the kid. And he goes, "Hi, Mom." Love it. I wish I knew who this comedian was. I really want to give him credit for that. But I just think that's great because you know, a lot of kids they'll you know, respond to mommy. It's mommy this, mommy that, and you know, a lot of dads get lost in a lot of the emotional you know, stuff that these kids do. You know, like my husband missed the first words. I was there with the baby with his first words, and you know, with a lot of things that, you know, dads kind of sometimes feel like an outsider because they miss it all. And, you know, mommies, you know, we're very doting and we're very, you know, kind of possessive a lot of times with these kids. And so for the girl, her first words to say, "I love you, daddy," is remarkable. Now, the truth of the matter is many kids say dada before mama. In fact, most kids, because dada is much easier for them to form with their mouth than mama. Right, papa, much more difficult. They can't say the P's till much later in their lingual development. But most kids will say dada, and my kids did. Well, when my first one was born, the doctor let me help deliver him. So he got the head out, and we almost had to use forceps, and we almost had to go for C-section. But the head's out. He's like, "Dahlia, do you want to deliver your own baby?" So I did. I leaned up forward and I grabbed him, and his first thing was "ma." He said, and I know it was an accident. He didn't need me to say it, but technically my son did say "ma" first. But my other one, it was all "dada, dada, I got so sick of it. I'm like, I'm your mama. I gave birth to you. My uterus is still ripped to pieces because of you, but it's all da da. All right. Well, you know what? Daddies deserve it. I mean, my husband deserves it, right? If he's a real father. No, I'm kidding. He is. All right. Lots to talk about today. Some pretty cool developments in medical science. I believe they have a type of machine that you could put on someone's head to determine what kind of stroke they have. Pretty cool stuff. Then they also have a vaccine possibly in the making for ovarian cancer. That'd be huge. I want that puppy big time. And they've been able to figure out how to stop monkeys from getting fat. Of course, I need that too. I think I need all of these. You know, people probably wonder, do I actually research because I'm researching for the show, or am I researching for my own issues? I think both. You know, but no, there's no waiting list. There's no waiting list. It's not like I can put myself on a waiting list. All right, so for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. The other thing we're going to have to talk about, which is very interesting, is you guys are going to be really confused now because there's all these little media articles out there and all this news about how cutting back your salt could raise your cholesterol. I don't ask. I'm going to have to explain this one. I'm even trying to figure out this study where if you eat less salt, you could be raising your cholesterol. So a low salt diet could be bad. I know. Why do they do this to us? Why? I don't know. All right. So as you can see, we got a lot to talk about. Our phone lines, of course, are always open. If you can't talk to me live, please at least leave a message and we'll play it on air. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can email me at drdahlia.com. We will try to get to some of your emails. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. You know, speaking of comedians, I was kind of hoping Eddie Murphy would host the Oscars. He's not doing that now. Yeah, I've been kind of disappointed with the Oscars the past few years. Not too funny. Not very funny. You guys wanted to look up something really funny really quickly? You know, I love Lord of the Rings. Well, I guess one time Jack Black and the girl from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, right, and Scooby-Doo, they were hosting the American TV Awards MTV Awards, and they did a spoof on Lord of the Rings where he had the ring. You guys have to YouTube this. Jack Black does a spoof. It is so funny. Where he has the ring, but unfortunately it was pierced to a body part. It's just great. It's just great. All right. When we come back, let's get some medical news. Serious stuff. Serious stuff on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner. But we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is the time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't, and opportunity's knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Radio. Sorry, I was reading my email. Looks like my scrubs are on order and about to be shipped. You know what? I hate that. You know, you're all excited. You're waiting for your order. And you get an email saying it just got shipped. And you're like, well, it just got shipped. And what's been happening the last 2-3 weeks? But I got to tell you, I didn't realize how inexpensive scrubs were. And I wear scrubs even out of the office. And it's not because I want people to think I'm a doctor. You know, people don't know if you're a doctor or a nurse or whatever. And honestly, I think guys are more attracted to you if they think you're a nurse than a doctor. But that's not why I'm doing it. I'm married. I don't need that. It's just, they're cheap. Yeah, a lot of these scrub sets, you know, like if you go to All Heart or whatever, pretty inexpensive. You could get a top and bottom set for like $20. They're comfortable. They're easy to wash. You don't have to iron them. And it's, I mean, they're just, you could be bloated. I don't know. I kind of love wearing scrubs. I stopped dressing fancy at work and wearing skirts when it was very difficult to kind of do a pap smear and try to keep your legs closed and not, you know, I don't know. It's very difficult to navigate and do medical procedures in a skirt and nylons and heels. So I just wear scrubs. Like, wear tennis shoes is comfy. But I'm seeing more and more people not in the medical profession wear scrubs. Go for it. Honestly, in this economy, they're cheap, they're comfortable, and they're cool. Really cool. I got to come up with, you know how I think Kim Kardashian has a clothing line, and I don't know, maybe I should do that. I should come up with a scrub clothing line. You know, of course, mine would probably have a pocket for tampons, you know, because I'm tired. I'm tired of, you know, having to run to a bathroom with a purse. I would also probably, what else would I have? I'd probably want something that would fit the ho-hos in it, you know, in case I want, like, you know, my hostess goodies, maybe. I don't know how to do that. Anyway, all right, so let's talk about some interesting stuff. This electronic headband, pretty cool. They've designed, all right, an electronic headband that they could put on a victim's head if the person had a stroke to try to help figure out what the stroke is. Now, there's two major types of strokes. You have the more common one where you throw a blood clot to the brain. It cuts off blood supply to the brain. You can start having eye drooping, mouth drooping, difficulty walking, slurring of speech, blindness, etc. And then you have the hemorrhagic stroke where a blood vessel bursts and you have bleeding into the brain. Usually same symptoms, pretty similar symptoms. Now, when I was in the ER, and I would have somebody coming in with stroke-like symptoms, I would have to do a two-step process. I'd order a CAT scan, and I couldn't do the CAT scan with contrast like I needed to, because in case they were bleeding, I'd get contrast all over the place. So I'd have to run a CAT scan without contrast, then tell them, all right, if that's fine, then go ahead and shoot the contrast in and do the other scan. All right, so that was years ago when I was in the ER. I mean, I'm sure now many of them, you know, do MRIs, and maybe they still do that with the CAT scans. But if you're able to put this on and determine if they have a hemorrhagic versus a thrombolytic or a thromboembolic stroke, then by the time they get to you, you could hopefully start initiating therapy. Now, how this works is they have the band on you, and it has these electrodes. And there's a mild, they say, electrical current that's generated by these 10 electrodes that kind of encircle the skull. The doctor flicks a switch. Personally, I think this would be good if the paramedics did it, because then before the patient gets wheeled into you in the ER sitting, you already know. But anyway, the doctor, they say, flick a switch. An electrical field isn't created that flows through the brain. Now, as the current is passed, if there's an ischemic stroke, the current is impeded by the clot, so you're noticing less flow. Yet, if you have a hemorrhagic stroke and you're bleeding, the blood causes the current to flow faster than normal. So, and higher than normal, such that then they could tell there's a bleed. Now, then the results are fed to a laptop. You can read the laptop. Now, they said it's an easy-to-read chart that tells doctors within minutes. Okay, now, see, my only problem is if I got somebody in front of me that I think has a stroke, I don't think I'm going to screw around with the headband. I'm going to try to get them into CAT scan right away. However, if CAT scan is full, not available, ER is too busy, then maybe I could see where this would definitely have some use. Honestly, I don't understand why this, you know, they can't make this cheaply and then have the paramedics have one in each ambulance so that as they're driving the person, they could already be dilly-dallying with a few minutes such that when patient comes in, you already know. Because if it's a thromboembolic stroke, then we need to start giving you thrombolytics to try to break up the clot. We need to do that right away. Yet if you're bleeding, then we got to do it. So it's cool stuff. Really, really cool stuff. I just don't know where it's going to go. All right, some other cool stuff. Today they're talking about how researchers at MD Anderson have given monkeys a protein compound called adipocyte. Right, pretty yummy, that targets the blood supply to fat cells and kills them. And they found that monkeys were able to lose 11% of their body weight with only 28 injections. Now, I know some of you are like, injections? 28 injections? Okay, but remember, us women, we'll take 28 injections an hour if we think we're going to lose weight. Now, they say this was a muscle mass weight. They actually MRI'd these monkeys and could tell that it was actually the white body fat. You know, you have white body fat and you have brown body fat. the brown fat is what kids mostly have, and it expends energy, whereas your white body fat stores energy. So many of us need to really lose our white body fat. White body fat is linked to diabetes, heart disease, etc. So they didn't think that this weight loss with these monkeys was due to water, muscle, or other essential tissue in the body. The only problem is they found a slight reversible kidney change that, of course, is going to have to be monitored during the human trials. Honestly, you ask any woman, you know, would we sacrifice? No, please don't sacrifice a kidney over this. Again, I don't know if this is permanent weight loss. Okay, remember, we need to be careful. You know, I mean, there's a lot of fad diets. There's a lot of things. I mean, all right, 28 shots, that's nice. But, I mean, how long do you have to be doing these things? All right, we want permanent loss. I mean, a lot of these fad diets, a lot of these things that are out there, they're great. They help you lose weight, but we want permanent. So don't start sacrificing your kidneys, because they even say, they say even right here, if the drug were to prove successful in humans, it would never be a permanent solution. All right, well then, you know, duh. All right, yeah, 28 shots. I don't know. All right, pretty interesting stuff. I was talking about this in the previous hour. You know how Andy Rooney, right, of 60 Minutes had died at age 92 about a week or two ago? Well, his roommate from what I understand, college at Colgate University back in the 1940s, actually was at the memorial service of Andy Rooney, had a heart attack and died. Crazy stuff. His roommate, Bob Ruthman, studied at Colgate University with Mr. Andy Rooney in the 1940s, was attending the event, was in a wheelchair, suffered a heart attack, and died. So, hopefully they're both up there in heaven. But isn't it interesting when you hear these stories that, you know, best friends husband and wife or identical twins, you know, end up, you know, spending most of their life together, and then they end up leaving this earth, you know, after, within hours or days of each other. Just fascinating stuff. All right, you know, I've been following this Paterno story with Penn State. I'm sure many of you have already kind of heard what's been going on, but Jerry Sandusky, right, had been charged with molesting 8 boys over 15 years in Penn State football complex. And Joe Paterno, of course, the Penn State football coach, famous, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of wins. This guy has been an amazing coach. What had happened is Mike McQuarrie, a graduate assistant, came to Coach Paterno in 2002 reporting seeing Sandusky in the Penn State showers with a 10-year-old boy. Paterno goes, notifies the athletic director, Tim Curley, the vice president, Gary Schultz, but he never reported the incident to the authorities. Now, he had decided to resign, and it's been pretty emotional over the last couple days. Of course, he says he's absolutely devastated. You know, he says he wants the team, of course, to finish with dignity and determination. But, you know, I was talking about this earlier in the show, how, you know, many people are like, oh, my gosh, why didn't he go to the police? Why didn't he go to the police? And then, of course, you have many people that are, you know, showing support of him. You know, me as a doctor, you know, in the medical field, we deal with the authorities all the time. You know, if there's a child abuse case, domestic abuse, you know, when we were in the ER, we dealt with the police all the time. But many other people, no, they know there's 911 and they, you know, but many people probably would have done exactly what the coach did. He went to his administration and the administration probably said, okay, we'll take care of it. And I mean, it's a shame because in today's society, we are all expected to take that responsibility. You just don't go to a chain of command and have the chain of command deal with it. You know, he has, been criticized for not going to the authorities themselves, but I'm not really shocked because many people, they just don't, they kind of, you know, see going to the authorities as there being obstacles and, well, how do you do that? Do you call 911 and say, hi, I just saw something? So he probably did what many people would have, but just keep in mind that today's society, we're required to report things ourselves. That's a shame. I hope Penn State ends up having a great season. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Talk radio. All right. So cutting back on salt could actually hurt you. All right. This is kind of crazy. What happened today is a study came out. Danish researchers reported in the American Journal of Hypertension, again, great toilet read, make sure you have it on the back of the toilet next to the Inquirer, found that reducing sodium consumption actually might have been found to an increase in cholesterol, which, of course, is a separate risk factor for heart disease. Now, we talk about the cardiac risk factors all the time. being a male over 40, being a female over 50. My husband says being a married male, but he's wrong. High blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, being a smoker, having personal heart disease, and a family history of heart disease. And they've been tossing with the idea of short stature, men being under 5'4". They haven't, though, added that yet to the list of risk factors. So those are risk factors for heart disease. And so what they found is they did a study. Actually, they did a meta-analysis of 167 previously published studies. Basically, they read other studies. And what they found is reducing sodium consumption led to a 1% drop in blood pressure, which is good, okay, of people who had normal blood pressure. But people with high blood pressure, a 3.5% drop in high blood pressure. Okay, so lowering salt helped. That's nice. But they found a 2.5% increase in cholesterol levels and a 7% boost in triglycerides, which is the fat. Now, why? Why would cutting back salt mess with the cholesterol levels? Well, I can't think of anything physiologically. I can't think of anything. Cutting back on salt, does it mess with the aldosterone and the cortisol levels? I'm thinking, you tell somebody to go on a low salt diet, they try to compensate with some yummier food. That's what I'm thinking. You know, I mean, low salt, kind of bland. And maybe what they did was eat a non-salted steak or something like that. So I don't know. That's going to be kind of interesting. I mean, right now they're saying, no, don't start reducing your salt, you know, because you're worried about your cholesterol going up. And I'm going to tell you, many of my patients that see a heart, you know, cardiologist, I mean, I rarely see people, you know, that go on salt diets have their cholesterol rise, because I'm watching people's cholesterol month after month. And, I mean, if I saw that correlation, I would be screaming bloody murder. I mean, I'd be like, oh my gosh, what? So, I don't know what to take from this, but you're going to see that in the news, and I just don't want you confused. Okay? Now, you're going to see this in the news. Oh boy. Sex with animals tied to penile cancer. They say, this is CBS News reporting, doctors have identified several risk factors for cancer of the penis, right, including HPV. But now urologists from Brazil have fingered another potential cause of penile cancer, having sex with animals. Now, urologists used questionnaires to study 4 to 92 Brazilian men between the ages of 18 and 80, included 118 who had penile cancer. 171 of the men acknowledged having sex with animals, including 44.9% of penile cancer patients and 31% of healthy men. The study found no association between penile cancer and the number of animals the men had used or had sex with, they said. Nor was there any link between penile cancer and the species of the animals, which include mares, pigs, chickens, and cows. Chickens? How do you fit? The research published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine did not prove that sex with animals causes penile cancer, only that there was some association with malignancy. But the study's lead author suggested that abrasions of the penis sustained during SWA. What does SWA stand for? Oh, that's probably sex with animals. Might explain the link. So you abrade, well, of course you're going to abrade yourself. You're trying to fit into a chicken. We think that the intense, this is from Stenio de Casio Zicchi, urologist in Sao Paulo. We think that the intense and long-term SWA practice could produce microtraumas in the human penile tissue. Dios mio, the genital mucous membranes of animals could have different characteristics from human genitalia. And the animal secretion, oh, I'm going to get sick. All right, guys, don't have sex with animals. The men in the study, I got to keep reading this, I'm sorry. The men in the study were from rural areas. According to Life Science, a 2003 study who looked at 104 zoophiles, people that have sex with animals, U.S., Australia, New Zealand, Europe, showed that 36% lived in large cities and 83% had completed at least some college. Are people having sex with their animals at their home? The study also looked at smoking, having sex with prostitutes, precancerous lesions of the penis, being non-white, and, of course, phimosis, where the skin is inflamed and retracted, as risk factors for penile cancer. I didn't realize how many people have sex with animals. I really didn't. I guess I'm a little shocked. I'm going to tell you something else that shocked me. This was actually really, really scary. There's an 18-year-old kid I believe near Milwaukee. I'm trying to find the story right now, who dressed up as a female. And he, what he decided to do was he dressed up as a female and he, the link is gone. And he tried to seduce his male classmates. So he dresses up as a female, pretends to be a girl named Kaylee. And he gets his male classmates to send him nude pictures of themselves. Again, they think they're sending it to this pretty girl. Then the pretty girl says, ha ha ha, I have the pictures of you. I'm going to put them all over the internet unless you meet my friend and have sex with him. And many of these students did because they were being blackmailed. I mean, this is just absolutely frightening that this could happen. Let me see if I could pull up the story. I mean, this guy, he's 18 years old, so hopefully they can try him as an adult, and I mean, throw the book at him. Let me get this right now. Sorry about that. My computer is like so slow. I don't know why this happens. His Anthony Stansel of New Berlin Eisenhower High School. This is about 15 miles west of Milwaukee. Apparently, this involved 31 male classmates. Guys, you have to know what your kids are doing. All right. I mean, you know, your teens, you know, everyone's into sexting now and sending nude pictures of themselves. I mean, really, is Anthony Weiner a hero? Are people idolizing this guy? Learn from it. You don't send pictures of yourself. Even if you think the girl is safe, even if you like the girl, the picture can always get into the hands of somebody else. And then someone's going to blackmail you. This is so sad. The boys reported they were tricked into sending nude photos or videos of themselves. 31 victims were identified and interviewed, and more than half said the girl with whom they felt they were communicating tried to get them to meet with a male friend to let him perform sex acts on them. They were told that if they didn't, she would send the nude photos or movies to their friends and post them on the internet. I mean, just absolutely frightening. And you wonder how somebody this sick, I mean, nobody noticed as a kid he was a deviant. I mean, absolutely crazy. Crazy. So you got to watch what your kids are doing. Just watch what your kids are doing. All right, speaking of kids, new autism development. They found that they were looking at the brains of children with autism, and they found that many of their brains have extra neurons, may actually have enlargement of the prefrontal cortex and parts of the brain. This is some fascinating stuff and advancements because maybe that'll help them understand how to treat and deal with some of the neurons and their firing. Of course, it also lays credence to the fact that autism will come from the womb as opposed to environmental factor. I mean, guess now the statistics are up to 1 in 110 children. 1% of the population have autism, and I think it's even more. Boys, of course, more likely than girls, but kind of interesting stuff. All right, and then for head injury patients, this is pretty cool. All right, if somebody's in a vegetative state or a coma, they think they figured out how to see if they actually have brain activity and can understand what you're saying. Oh, this is cool. When we come back, if you think your loved one is checking out, there's a way to tell that they're still there. Coming back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Follow me on Twitter. Anything you want to do. I'm here. I think it's There's just been so many fabulous medical advances, but I'm really excited about this one. I mean, I know some of you are like, watching Dahlia get excited about brain scans, but you don't understand how cool this is, and I don't know why they didn't think of it. Okay, so when someone's in a vegetative state, right, you know, we call them in a coma or whatever, you know, and you're sitting by their bedside, and you're like, can they hear me? Can they hear me? But they can't move. And so we still talk to them. We still play music to them. And many of us assume that they can. Well, doctors have finally figured out a way. And I mean, this is a no-brainer. I don't understand why they didn't think of this before. But they found a way of communicating with the brain of these damaged patients and getting some feedback to see if these people are actually coherent and cognizant of what's going on or not. Now, what they did, this is going to be in The Lancet, huge medical journal, where they put an EEG on the person's head. Now, some of you are familiar with EEGs. We use it to pick up seizure activity. Neurologists love EEGs. Doesn't hurt. Attach electrodes to the head. Now, what they did is they had 16 patients. This was in Cambridge in Belgium. They had all been diagnosed as being in a vegetative state. Okay, so they're technically awake, but they have no sense of surroundings, they can't move, etc. Now, what they did is they, and I mean, there's many different ways of being in a vegetative state. I'm just bringing a coma as one of them. But anyway, what they did is they asked the patients to wiggle their toes and squeeze their right hand. Okay, now, remember, these people might not be able to do it, but you see them elicit the brain activity of on the EEG machine. You're able to see the brain activity as they're trying to do it. And you see where they're trying to use the parts of the brain to do it. Really cool stuff. They said brain activity of 3 of the 16 patients showed they were repeatedly able to follow commands. Now, again, you know, if you have a loved one and they're there and, you know, you do this test and you don't seem to get much feedback, again, that doesn't mean they're a goner and just leave them. But imagine if they're responding. Let me see. They said one was able to follow commands at least 100 times. So what is just so cool about this is, you know, when we don't know, we don't know. And to know that they're sitting there wanting to follow your command, they could hopefully, you know, move forward and figure out how to, you know, like, you know, we hear about these bionic prostheses and things like that. There's brain activity. There's some power there. So we'll see what happens. Interesting stuff. All right. This was a very interesting case we talked about today. I was also on America Now with Andy Dean. Great show for those of you that want to listen on one of our sister stations at 168 XM. A rugby player, very, very burly rugby player, had a accident. He was 26 years old, had a freak training accident, and he suffered a stroke. Fiance was by his bedside. Family was by his bedside. Well, he regains consciousness, and when he wakes up, he decides to break up with his girlfriend and become gay. He ends up losing weight, and he becomes a hairdresser, moves in with a 19-year-old boyfriend, and he's happy as can be. And so, you know, I've been asked, how does a stroke make you gay? How do you turn gay from a stroke? Now, we've talked about this on the show plenty of times. Most of us in the medical community believe it's not environmental, it's biological. They found similarities in brains between gay men and straight women and gay women and straight men. So they believe the designation of your sexual preference occurs in the womb with development. You know, I think what happened is, you know, when you look at gay men, or even heterosexual men, but we'll look at gay men. What I learned in medical school is 1 in 8 men are gay. 1 in 8 men are homosexual. If you kind of break them up into groups, you have the ones that as kids have always been, they know who they are. They're very, you know, flamboyant. They're very positive. They're very secure with who they are. The family knows. And never been a question about, you know, oh, what should I do? Should I come out? You know, just they're very, very solid, very stable, and they go through they go through life, you know, without having to question it. Then you have the group where as they become teenagers and, you know, they go through puberty and they start, you know, with the teen years of the dating, you know, they're starting to question it. They're trying to figure it out. They're finding themselves. They aren't sure yet. Then they figure it out. Then they have to come out to the family. Sometimes the family's shocked. Sometimes they aren't. And then they live the life they want to live. And then you have a group who, suppresses any feelings, or they just don't know, and they never allow themselves to know. And the mind could be a very, very powerful thing. So my hunch is this rugby player was probably in that third group, just really never knew, never really cared to know, went along with the flow, was doing fine, but he, you know, had the predisposition. And whether you consciously or subconsciously decide to repress or suppress, it came out. And it looks like he lost his inhibitions and he was happy with who he wanted to be and he decided to be it. So, no, I don't think strokes can make you gay. I think this is something that people are predestined. They decide what they, just like heterosexuals, you know, some people they know, you know, from early on. Yeah, and there are, you know, people that still don't know and they're still confused. But interesting case, just fascinating case. All right, something that I didn't find too fascinating, of course, was the healthcare law in the U.S. Court of Appeals upholding the Obamacare healthcare law, saying it is not unconstitutional. All right, I want to find the source so we could talk about this. Apparently, actually, this appeal was brought by Pat Robertson. And Pat Robertson has a group called, I'm trying to look it up right now, American Center for Law and Justice. And, of course, the group claims the insurance mandate with the Affordable Health Care Act is unconstitutional, of course, because it forces Americans to buy a product. They also say it violates the religious freedom of those who choose not to have insurance because they rely on God to protect them from harm. So on both counts, they hoped that the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia would, overturn the law, you know, saying, I agree, it's unconstitutional, but that didn't happen. That didn't happen. They upheld the law's constitutionality. And, you know, I know it's really, really frustrating for a lot of people because we're sitting there going, what's going on? What's going to happen? You know, I mean, a lot of us, we want to know what's happening with our health care. I've told you guys many times, I'm like, I want to know. I mean, I can't stand the fact that our health care system is going to be an unknown 5 years from now, 10 years from now, because as we do medicine, I want to know what I could do for my patients, and if I have to do anything for my patients, do it now. If I'm going to need frequent colonoscopies or I want to get my ovaries taken out, should I get them out now? I mean, we all want to know. True, I want everybody, you know, having some form of health insurance. I think we should have, I mean, I don't think we should have 48 million Americans uninsured, but it's going to cost. And if none of us want to pay, we are going to probably be turning into a two-tiered system where we have one very similar to Medicaid, but probably worse, less coverage, less access, many doctors not on the plan, so would have nurse practitioners and physician assistants. I love nurse practitioners and PAs. I've worked with many of them, but many doctors aren't going to want to be on the plan because they're not getting paid. Also the lack of access. And then there's going to be another tier of very, very expensive, fancy schmancy healthcare that would include the stem cell therapies, the transplants, etc. And there's not going to be an in-between. It would be nice for there to be an in-between, but I predict it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Whether the government decides to tax us all 20% to make this work, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen. But I don't think we should be sitting here putting all our hopes on the Supreme Court, hoping to overturn the Affordable Health Care Act, or hoping that the next administration is Republican that can overturn it. Because even if the Affordable Health Care Act gets overturned, we have a huge problem coming around the bend. And once you promise everybody health insurance, you have to make it happen. And in order to make that happen and cheaply, it's going to be a bare-bottom, pitiful plan. I don't like where this is going. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. If this is your stop, you all be safe. If not, stay on board. We got more coming up.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.